was a star athlete. He was also on the honor roll in high school. But David Klein one day had to fight for his life. He had to decide what was he to do because, you see, he was in a diving accident. He and his brother were diving. It broke his neck. His brother was not injured. You're going to meet him on This Encounter. If you're struggling with a disability or if you're struggling with wondering what your self-worth is all about, this show is for you. I'm Judy Redlich. Would you stay tuned? David Klein, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. It's a pleasure to be here.
David, you wrote the book Walk by Faith. Why did you write your book? And tell us your story.
Well, the reason I wrote it is because my mom made me.
I wish my mom was still after me to make me do things. My mom's 96 and her memory is very challenged, but she used to make me do a lot of stuff too.
Well, my mom will still be making me do stuff when she's 96. But I'm glad she did. It took a lot of work, but I'm glad she encouraged me to write this story. Yeah, it goes back to 1987 when I was 17 years old. And it was the summer before my senior year of high school. I had the whole world ahead of me, a lot of plans. I thought my future would be in athletics. And on this summer day, I was babysitting my brothers at a local lake. I was watching them from up on shore. They were swimming. One of them called up and asked if I'd swim with him. So I ran down the sand, down the beach, into the water, and dove in next to him. But somehow I hit my head on the sand under the water, and it broke my neck, and instantly I was paralyzed.
What did you do? How did help come?
Well, I was face down after diving and couldn't move. And my brother, standing next to me, over me, just saw me face down in the water and thought I was playing, and he kept telling me to turn over. And I wouldn't, and I couldn't. And thankfully, he just kind of got frustrated and flipped me over, and I was able to take a breath of air and tell him, and he could see that something was definitely wrong. So he called the lifeguard, and together they held me up in the water while we waited for the paramedics.
Mm. Your brother saved your life. That was the first time your life was saved.
Yes.
So you graduated from high school. How did you get through that summer and into the school year and all that? How was that, and how did you deal with your disability?
While I was in the hospital, I had a teacher who helped me with schoolwork for my senior year, and after a number of months of hospital and rehab, I came home and finished the second semester, the end of my senior year, at the high school and graduated with my class. It was a lot of work, and I wasn't sure if I could do college. I didn't know if I would be able to handle it, and I told my mom, I don't think I could do it. And she said, oh, you're going to college.
Thank God for our mothers. My mother was the same way. She was like, yeah, well, you're going to do it. Just go for it.
Yeah, she awesome. Knew. My mom knew I needed an education if I'm going to make it in this life in a wheelchair and have some sort of job and career. So I'm glad that she encouraged me to go. And it's a lot of work. I cannot use my fingers. So I type with the outside corner knuckle of my left hand. I had to type all my papers that way in college, but I graduated with honors. I'm proud of that fact.
After you got out of college, where did you go?
Well, during college, I was thinking I might become a lawyer, even though the lawyers I knew said, don't do it, don't do it. But one day in college, it kind of hit me that I think I'll be a lot happier as a teacher than as a lawyer. And I'll be able to influence kids a lot more as a teacher than as a lawyer. So I set my sights on becoming a teacher, and after I graduated college, I went on and got my teaching credential, and then I went and applied at my alma mater. That was the only school I wanted to teach at, and they hired me to teach English.
How long did you teach English there?
I taught for 17 years.
17 years. What was the most challenging part about that job as a high school English teacher?
Probably a couple things. One of the things is just the fact that everything takes me longer to do, like grading papers. And unfortunately, I picked the subjects like English to teach. So I was always...
Grammar!
Yes. as I explain in the book, for me to grade papers, I can write somewhat legibly. I put a pen in a hand brace, but I can't hold the paper and write, and I need both hands to write. So I would put my water bottle on the paper I'm grading and make a comment, then pick up the water bottle, put it aside, scoot the paper over, pick up the water bottle, put it back on the paper, make another comment. So everything took a long time because of my disability. But in the classroom, the kids were great. It was just the fact dealing with teenagers was probably just the other challenge.
And you also coached soccer.
I did. Before my accident, I had played 11 seasons of soccer, so I had all that soccer knowledge up in my head. And after I graduated college, a man here in town approached me. He knew who I was, and he asked if I would coach his son's soccer team. And I was kind of shocked, like I hadn't thought about that. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, I could do that. My wheelchair can go over the grass okay, and I know how to play, and all I need to do is explain it to these kids. And so I took the job, and we had a winning season. I coached for 5 years. It was a great time.
What are you doing now?
Well, I retired from teaching 2 years ago, primarily because I was just too tired. It's an exhausting job, teaching all day and coming home and grading papers for the rest of the day. So since I retired, I finished writing my book and edited it and got it published. Now I'm promoting it. And then also I manage a couple businesses from home.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, technology. You know, I love the internet and cell phones and everything that allows me to work from home.
Yes, technology has really changed our lives. David Klein is my guest. Wrote the book, Walk by Faith. You've heard part of his story. David, how can people get a copy of your book?
They could go to my website, davidklineauthor.com.
davidklineauthor.com.
That's spelled K-L-I-N-E. And on that site, we've got a link to Amazon and iTunes so they can get my book in paperback, hardback, or Kindle.
What would you say to others with disabilities today?
Well, I can say I know it's not easy. You know, every day is a struggle. I try to focus on the things that I can do. Sometimes it is a bummer. There are things I cannot do, and it makes me sad or frustrated. So I do try to keep busy with what I can do, and I try to stay focused on God and His promises. From the very beginning, I believed that God had a plan for everything, including this. I didn't know what it was at the beginning, but I trust that God knew. I've always believed God's a big God, and He's in control of everything. We just have to be trusting and patient.
Is there a scripture, David, that has really helped you through those life challenges?
Yes, there's a verse that I cling to and I have for these 31 years, and that's Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to His purpose. And that's a promise from God. And if we look in our Bibles, God makes a lot of promises, and He's never failed on one of them. So I don't think He's going to fail on this one either. So I really cling to it, trusting that God's going to use this for good.
You mentioned how you get frustrated when you can't complete something or sad. What about bitterness toward God?
Yeah, I haven't gotten bitter, thankfully. Way back when I was in the hospital, they had a psychiatrist come in to be a counselor for me, and he said, well, you're going to go through denial, and you're going to go through anger. And a lot of people have asked me if I've gotten angry at God. And from my perspective, I've thought, I can't get mad at God because He's God, and He created me, and He knows my future, and He knows the plans for me. And so I haven't gotten angry, and I haven't gotten bitter. And I think that's just because God has given me faith, the faith that I need to get through this. And I believe He'll equip any of us for whatever we're going through. We just need to ask for wisdom and for faith and strength.
David wrote the book, Walk by Faith. He's in studio today. And if you'd like to get a copy of that book, go to davidklineauthor.com. That's David, K-L-I-N-E, author.com. If there was one thing in closing, David, we have about 30 seconds that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
Well, first of all, I hope your listeners have a relationship with God. And if they don't, I'd encourage them to, because, like I said, God is our creator. And if we do believe God, and if we believe who he says he is, then we know what a powerful God he is. And we know he's got our whole lives in his hands, and he's seen our whole life from the beginning to the end. So he's already working on things for us and plans to use us and blessings for us. We just need trust. So if we ask for faith and trust, I believe God will give that to us. So I'd encourage listeners to do that.
And Jesus Christ loves you for who you are and not who you should be. And he's wanting to pick up the pieces of your life if you'll ask him to forgive your sins and come into your life. He will come in like a flood, and you'll never know how much he can do until you step out in faith and give Jesus your heart and your life. Dave, thanks for being my guest. Thank you all for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Email me, jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's J-R-E-D-L-I-C-H, speaks@gmail.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Jesus Christ, who is our friend, keep listening to this station, and I'd love to hear from you. Again, thanks a lot for tuning in to Encounter. See you next time.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.